The speed up sound with Kyle Meredith.
After recording and scrapping a new record for his latest version of the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan teamed up with producer Rick Rubin for a solo record released under his whole name, William Patrick Corgan, called Ojalala. Corgan gave us a call to talk about the sessions, those Pumpkins rumors, fatherhood, the world at large, and missing music after being part of the wrestling and tea shop worlds. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
I fall in beneath the darkest eaves, but why?
I guess the thing to bring up at the beginning is just how bare it is and sparse. Like, where does that come from?
Oh, you'd have to ask Rick on that one. I mean, my proclivity is to tend to gussy everything up, I guess, to, you know, I don't know, bury my voice in a sea of notes or something. I don't know. But I like it, but I don't know if I would have made those decisions on my own. I'm glad, because I do really like it. And sometimes, you know, it takes an outside opinion to get you somewhere new.
And Cain isn't able to build a superstar.
Does it feel like naked compared to your usual style?
No. I think in a weird way, I think it seems to be more commensurate to the way I write and how I hear the music when I'm working on it. So it doesn't feel like demo or something or too stripped down. It feels like more how the music is when I write it. And then later it's the movie equivalent of, like, I feel like it's like showing everyone your film script as opposed to, like, the finished movie. But I also realize that a lot of music that I listen to in my personal life has the same degree of space in it. So I'm attracted to space as a listener, as a, I don't know, an auteur. I think I'm always trying to get too many ideas in, maybe. And so that's why it feels a little bit sort of sparse to me, but I don't mind it.
To ever lapse into ruin and regret. Juliet, oh, I can't please. I just get tired.
Listening to some of these songs, I mean, obviously, you can tell some of them, or I'm assuming a lot of them are newer just because of, you know, you do bring up, I guess, fatherhood type of things in this. Does fatherhood factor into the record as a whole as much as I think it sounds like it does?
I don't feel like it does, but sometimes I don't notice those things until many years later. So, I mean, sometimes I'll listen to records from the 90s and it's like so obvious what I was singing about that at the time I didn't think about it at all. So I don't know how that works unconsciously, but I definitely have had that experience.
Processional. I know it's getting a lot of attention. One, because it has James Iha on it, and a lot of fans are just kind of clamoring for that one. There's a line in it I was wondering. When you say it's a long way to get back home, does that mean anything in relation to the Pumpkins and all of that?
No. Not at all. I mean, I don't mind. People can interpret whatever, but no, I mean, in terms of direct thought, no.
No.
Zero. There's very little about the band on this record, and maybe that's a good thing. You know, I feel like I've made those records, and I don't know. I feel like I've sort of moved on from the subject, which is kind of weird because obviously there's a lot of speculation about the band playing again. But in my day-to-day personal life, I actually think about the band very little.
I'm down the middle, the world survives. Look outside, the air's alive.
Is it worth asking about that lyric again then, specifically? Is there anything of interest behind that? What is home? What does that line mean to you?
Well, I think I'm talking about the mythical home, you know, where you feel, you know, like a musician, you feel like you resolve. And a lot of life feels unresolved. I mean, people die, things happen that you can't anticipate. I mean, here we are living in a world where terrorism is a constant existential and literal threat. Every time you go to a big event, you have to kind of wonder in the back of your mind, is this a fated, you know, thing? You know, it's sad that we have to even think about those things, you know? So home to me is really like a mythological idea that, you know, you reach a place of sort of inner serenity, you know, that wherever you feel home is, you're there.
You make it so, you make it known. I'll pace the steps with you.
Do you find yourself being optimistic or pessimistic about the direction we're headed with all of that, especially, you know, being an artist who has to deal with that kind of worry about your audience as we're seeing more and more?
I don't mean to be glib, but, you know, I think there's a lot of things in the world that can only exist because on some sort of deep level we accept it existing. You know, I'm talking to the collective we, you know, that on some level we all bear responsibility for the ills of the world. And I mean, that's a bit of a Buddhist way to approach it, but I feel like the world will become a better place when the world decides it wants to be a better place. You know, that as an individual, I mean, you can do a lot of things to improve the condition of the world. But in terms of the big stuff, I mean, it's a collective decision. You know, one individual cannot stop madness. If the utopian ideal is to paraphrase John Lennon, live in peace, we seem to have a ways to go. And I don't think anybody has the perfect solution. So we're just kind of stumbling and fumbling our way forwards. And I think most people have common goals, which is they'd like to live in peace. They'd like to be who they want to be. They'd like to love who they want to love without restriction and raise their families in an environment that is progressive and ultimately will give their children a better opportunity than they had.
In my faces, two arms whistling.
With the wrestling and the tea shop, I'd kind of wondered, do you still see music as your main focus, or is it just one part of you at this, you know, at this part of your life?
Oh, no, it's very much my main focus. In fact, I found that by having other interests, it actually made me more interested in music. It made me miss music, and it made me appreciate music more when I was in it. Where at one point in my life, music was all that I did. It was like it felt like a millstone around my neck.
Gaslights at home is a known unknown.
It's Billy Corgan, nay, William Patrick Corgan, and the record Oje Lala. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.